Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host. We're coming to you from what I call our world broadcast studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Friday, October 19th, 2018, and today's podcast, Finding Your Identity. So last night I went to the North Carolina State Fair with my son, mainly to watch people. You know, excitement of being able to walk around in a crowd of 100,000 or so people and read their body language and just observe people in their native state to me is just so cool. People are intriguing. Everyone is different. You know, people on this earth that are exactly the same. That's been the case throughout history and will continue to be. Think about that for a second. There is, nor will there ever be, someone just like you. You are a unique individual created with a purpose. You know, as I looked into the eyes of the people last night walking around, I saw a mix of excitement, uncertainty, and with some I saw the mask emotions of pain. There are a lot of people in this world with pain. There are a lot of people who are suffering and people who are searching for something that will give them identity. We all need a tribe to associate with. People like us who like us. A lot of people don't have that, and it's easy to forget about these people when it's not us or our family or friends. They're out there. And they're out there searching. Perhaps you may even be one of those, looking for a place of acceptance, an identity. Some people have been labeled by terrible parents as mistakes, worthless, stupid, fat, won't amount to anything, and they believed it. They were labeled. That's unfortunate. Were you labeled? There are people out there who've been abused by someone, or multiple someones. It's left deep emotional scarring that they're living with. There are people who've been told that they're ugly or that no one wants them, and it's a lie. It's all a lie. There are people who, frankly, don't even think that they have anything to live for. They drown their emotions in alcohol and drugs, and some have even thought about suicide. And many have committed suicide because of an identity crisis. Guess what? We pass these people every day on the streets. We may glance at them, but we walk right past them. We even say, well, it's not my problem. I'm glad that's not me. It could very well be you. It could be you tomorrow. Where do you get your identity from? From people who've mislabeled you as a failure, stupid, unloved? Do you get your identity from drugs or alcohol? How about a gang? There are a lot of people who do. Let me tell you this. You can do better than that. Let me tell those of you who are walking around with some emotional label, you do matter. Everyone matters. Your life matters, and there is a light in that tunnel that you're in right now that's pretty dark. If you're in an abusive relationship, get out. If you've been labeled a failure, as ugly, as worthless, it's like wearing a leaded coat everywhere you go. Take it off, throw it off, and walk away from it. If you feel like your identity came from a girlfriend or boyfriend in some relationship that didn't work out, that's not your identity, and it's going to be okay. Lost someone important in your life recently and you don't feel like you can go on? You can. You actually can. You know who has the right to define you? You know who has the right to define your identity? God. And He has defined you as having meaning and having purpose. That's all you need to hear. That's all you need to know about your work. Don't let anyone define you. How you look, how successful you're going to be, whether you're going to be smart or not, whether you'll survive a broken relationship, a loss of a friend or family member, you're going to be okay. Need help? Look up, not down. Find your strength in a higher power. Wise men and women still seek Him. Get involved in a good church. Find a group of people to associate with who won't judge you. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, what your racial makeup, your background is, your wealth or poverty, how you look, the clothes you wear, you are important and you do have identity. How about you? How are you doing? Do you have a solid identity with a spiritual foundation? I hope so. Need help with an emotional issue? With addiction, get some help. There are people out there to help you. How about your family? What's going on with them? Parents, are you building your kids up? Are you raising them to love others and to respect themselves? Get to know your kids. Communicate with them. Spend time with them. Let them know that you love them, that you care. How about your friends, your coworkers? Are you there for them? Are they hurting? Are they going through an identity crisis? Help them. Build them up. Be a friend. Any teenagers out there seeking some identity? Don't look for it in drugs and alcohol. You'll always end up disappointed. Many are going to end up addicted, and some will end up dead. Find your identity in something that matters. Find a group of friends that support and love you for who you are. Lost a girlfriend or boyfriend, it's going to be okay. Time does heal. Find your purpose for good. Doing the right things and making the right decisions, making a difference in this world for good. And it's okay not to have all the answers yet. You do matter. And you do have identity. You are unique, and that's okay. So, to everyone, take a long look in the mirror today and reintroduce yourself to yourself and say, hey, you're actually awesome and you are beautiful. Smile, be kind to everyone today, and reach out to people. Have a great day and a great weekend. Until next week.